This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
If they don't have Aaron Judge, the hole in New York would be absolutely enormous.
You had the ability to never let it get to this point. And because you let it get to this point,
makes it even worse.
Well, and you're going to deal with the repercussions of that.
Yeah, it's been kind of stressful waiting it out.
They are hopeful, the New York Yankees, that Aaron Judge does choose to come back, just as the San Francisco Giants are, that he chooses to go west.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Jets did not go to the playoffs in 2011, right?
They did not.
Tucking them, Rick. I'm not looking for outside help.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
On 98.7 ESPN. Black hole
sun. All right, here we go, people. The big 7 o'clock hour in this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge, monstrous locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. I found this to be curious. I don't know if you did. Brian Cashman, this is courtesy of Yes. Did you know Judge would be in San Diego for the winter meetings?
I have no idea. I mean, it's, again, I don't control the itinerary for the player. And
so there are no plans to meet face-to-face with him tomorrow?
There's nothing set up for the Yankees with Aaron Judge. We're not aware either way. I've seen the reports. I can't verify them either way. So I have no hidden ball trick here. If he is coming, you know, no one's made me aware of it other than the media reports.
Don't you find that a little bit curious that, yes, that if he was going to re-sign with the Yankees, they would have no idea where he was?
I do. I mean, I said that. We talked about it yesterday. I said, I mean, so the report came out that they had no idea.
No idea.
Because Brian Cashman just said they had no idea. So it's okay, we just saw you in Tampa at Monday Night Football. Why would you fly across the country to be at the winter meetings if you were going to sign with the Yankees? You wouldn't.
It doesn't seem like you would. I mean, it does feel like if you're looking for tells, or you're looking for the little nuanced takes here, and you're trying to read between the lines, that he's going to sign with San Francisco.
Well, that's why he would be out there, yeah. Yeah, but if that's what happens, no. I mean, the Yankees have no one to blame but themselves for this.
I get it, but there's nothing you can do about that now. All you can do is move forward if you're the Yankees.
Well, yeah, there is. You offer more money than San Francisco did.
So where do you want to go? So they're offering him 360. So what do you want to go? 400?
I wouldn't want to, but now we're in a spot where.
Well, you know what? Here's a question for you too. Now I'm not saying you go 400 or you don't, but if you're willing to go 360 if you're the Yankees. Do you let 400 stand in the way?
Do you let 400 stand in the way?
I mean, we're talking about over at least 9 years, right?
Well, the deal right now is, yeah, on the table from the Giants is 9 years, 360.
Okay, so we're talking about $40 million over 9 years. So we're looking at 40 million. So we're looking at $4 million-ish a year, a little more than $4 million a year. If you desperately want them to that extent, why would you not just go to 400?
Because you would say there's a number we want to be at, and this is way more.
But
than
there's no way 360 is the number they want to be at.
No, not even close to that. No,
like if the Yankees said 280 is our number, and that's what we've allotted to you, and we won't go more than that, and then it went to 360, and like 360, we're out. We're not doing that. Okay, I get that. But you're already willing to go up to these astronomical numbers: 360, 380, 400. Like, what's the difference at this point? Are the Yankees going to feel $40 million over 9 years?
Well, I would imagine that's where they're going to have to be if they want to get this done, or if they want to give. I mean, Judge has that money sitting there. If that report is accurate, it's just sitting there. The 9 years, 360 is sitting
waiting
there.
For him. Yes,
waiting for him. And I don't know why Heyman reported what he reported, but he reported it and then it was refuted. The Yankees were still in play, which means that the Yankees are trying to get to that number, maybe, or trying to come up with another offer. That pulls Judge now away from the Giants. I mean, you're talking about $40 million a year as opposed to the 30 and a half that you initially offered him.
I get it, but times have changed.
Oh, I know times have changed, clearly.
But you always, here's the thing, you always knew, and I hate to keep going back to it, but you always knew that San Francisco was going to be a suitor. So that's rather right. than get this done before they even had a chance to get involved, now you're sitting here and now you're going back and forth into 340, 360. I guess my point is, if I mean, why not just go crazy? Like, if you want him and that's the most important thing and you're trying to save the franchise from you know, public execution, why not say, you know what, we'll go 9 for 380 or 400, final offer, and be done with it?
The only reason why you don't do that is because that's something that you don't want to do. And you'll just say, listen, this is the offer that we made, and I'm sure they'll leak it, and this is as far as we wanted to extend ourselves. The deal he got from the Giants was not something that we were willing to match. He wanted to be a Giant. He wanted to, you know, go back home. So, I mean, this is in trying to turn the tables, that this was a Judge thing, not us.
And make him a bad guy?
Well, yeah, and why else would you leak the number initially when you first started this before the season?
You think they – okay, serious question. I know you might yell at me because you might say it's a dumb question. Do you think they really, truly, desperately wanted Aaron Judge before the season?
No.
So you actually think that they've been playing the game the whole time?
Yes.
Then why offer him anything? Just to save face?
Well, because of the season he had.
Yeah, but now you're trying to save face by offering him $350 million?
Well, here's the thing, though. But if your thought process is now, it doesn't matter what we offer him, the Giants are going to top it. Then you just keep going higher, knowing that the Giants will top it. And then
but
at some point,
you got to bow out.
Well, yeah, but then you can bow out and say to yourself, listen, I mean, this is, look at how far we're willing to go.
But they're not going to win. The thing is, they're not going to win in the court of public opinion.
No.
If the Yankees lose him, they get crushed. Period. That's it. Doesn't matter if the Giants go 400, people are going to say, why didn't you go 420? It doesn't matter what the number is, because you had a chance to keep him and you didn't. And he's a historic Yankee and he put up a prodigious season and you let him get away. That's going to be the narrative.
It will be, but we will still take phone calls whenever this happens from a bunch of Yankees fans that'll say no. It was too much. Why would you? We already took some of those today.
Well, I think you try to rationalize it with yourself.
Oh, of course you do. But my opinion of this has not changed from the day we started talking about it before the season started. And I said it the second I saw that Cashman leaked it, that this was going to piss Judge off. Because it would have pissed me off.
And you were right.
Pissed me off.
And now the article came out in Time Magazine, and it said that he was not happy that that became public.
And I've told you the entire time. I've told you this the entire time from the day we started talking about this is, what was the intended goal of offering him that deal and then leaking what the deal was? What was the hope? They told you what they wanted.
I guess it would be that we offered him so much money. And remember, this is before he had this kind of a season. And how could he say no to that level of security?
But Dave, even if he had a representative season, a good season, not a great season, you knew that San Francisco, because I heard this every single time we negotiated a CBA, every time, and we would always fight for no salary cap. They would always tell us all it takes is one owner. That's why we need a salary cap to protect ourselves, because all it takes is one guy. Because if it's a billionaire, and if he wants something, he'll do whatever it takes to get it, and we have to protect ourselves from that. You knew that if Aaron Judge had the kind of season that you were hoping he was going to have, because you're trying to win a World Series, that the San Francisco Giants were always going to be that team. So why put yourself in a spot to have to compete with that when you didn't have to do it?
I don't know.
When he told you what he wanted.
I don't know. They should have gotten it done before, but you can't go back now. All you could do is look forward, and I think the Yankees fan is near panicked right now.
But that's their biggest issue. No one's going to feel bad for them. No one. Like, it was very easy for the Mets fans to just say, you know what, Steve Cohen offered him a fair deal, and then they turned on Jacob deGrom. It's going to be tough to turn on Aaron Judge because of how this whole thing went down.
Yes. And there was a very fair replacement for deGrom.
Yeah, you got the guy who just won the Cy Young.
Yes.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. And on the flip side, that does not exist. Let's go to Wes in Fort Myers. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Boys, how we doing today?
We're doing great, Wes. What do you got?
Shout out to the company, as always. I am stressed out, guys. Last night, I went all Mel Kiper in my ice cream, and I knew, I knew right then and there that this, like, I need some type of resolution, whether he stays or goes. I need to focus my anxiety somewhere else. I'm like refreshing my feed all day, like a little kid, and I just need some type of resolution. I saw that fake report by Heyman, and I was like, oh, gosh, what is happening, guys? Like, the dominoes are falling. We lost J-Mo. Like, whether he stays or goes, like, it's like, what are we going to do as a backup plan at this point?
I don't know what they mean? You signed Tommy Canley, so you got that.
Well, there you go. For 2 years. He's not just a one-year guy.
At least you got those tight pants to look at. You know what I mean, right?
Thanks for the call, Wes. No, you know what? That's the thing that makes it so awful. And DPHR Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance, is the waiting. Like, just let the people know already, right?
You know,
do you think he doesn't know what he's going to do right now?
No, I think he knows. You know what would be diabolical, though?
Oh, no way.
Like, so well played is that if the last minute, because this...
You're going to say Steve Cohen sweeps in?
No. Yeah, I wish. But, I mean, how... You always ask yourself, when stuff leaks out, like, who does it benefit? Like, how did this get out? Like, who... Like, when we with the whole Kyrie thing. Like, I mean, who... You know, who leaked the story to Woj as opposed to who leaked the story to Sham? You know, who's using who here? So, Giants offers out 9 years, 360. Yankees fans are losing their mind. They got, you know, Yankees got to do whatever it takes. What if last second Judge is like, you know what? I want to be a Yankee so bad. I'll come home at 9 years, 350. I'll take a pay cut.
A pay cut.
I don't need the 360. I'll come home. 9 years, 350.
A pay cut.
Imagine that conquering hero. Leaving money on the table because he loves being a Yankee.
Yeah, now they can spend that $10 million elsewhere.
Oh, just trying to
sign
all the
free agents. Oh, what a conquering hero.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not like an on-air bit. It's the entire off-air, on-air. It's true. I stand by it. If the Cowboys don't go to the NFC Championship game, this has been a monumental failure for them.
And I'm pretty sure Raymond agrees with you.
He just won't let it go out there because he doesn't want to hurt himself.
We weren't even talking about the failure.
How the failure was presented to him that he had a problem with.
Yeah, it would be the most massive failure ever. I get it. And again, Orlovsky's the same guy who's saying, "Oh, the Cowboys' victory against the Colts wasn't impressive." 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how the Eagles beating the Colts by a point was so impressive. So he missed me with the garbage.
So let's be honest here now. You hate Dan Orlovsky.
I don't hate him.
Strong.
But listen, I know him to be a very smart guy who knows football and understands how the game works. So he can break. He has great analysis of the quarterback position and all of that. So it annoys me very much when he just goes on television and spits hot takes for reactions, which is what that Cowboys bit was.
By the way, Rick, the man that Raymond hates, Dan Orlovsky, K-Show today, 5:30.
Yep, 5:30.
Yep.
Breaking it all down.
I think he's good. I think he's really good.
I'm not saying he's not good. He's very good.
But you don't care for him.
I don't care that as smart as he is, he has to go on television and spit hot takes. It's not necessary for someone like him.
Do you think he's better than what he does?
Yes, absolutely. I understand we emphasize the E in ESPN, but you know,
you want the S is what you want.
Sure.
Right? You want to just give me the S.
How about the D? No.
I don't think there's a D in ESPN.
ESPN.
No. Oh, you're right.
You got carried away.
I'm not great with initials. So what's more disappointing than you think, Raymond, because you're a friend of both of these teams, Dallas not making it to the NFC Championship game or the Yankees not signing Aaron Judge?
I mean, it's right in the moment, so the Judge thing is more disappointing. But, you know, get back to me if Dallas loses in January.
I offer you Aaron Judge right now. Right, 8 years, 320, Aaron Judge. Or I offer you Cowboys NFC Championship game and whatever happens, happens. Maybe they win, maybe they don't. What are you taking?
No, that the NFC Championship game's not enough, so I'll take Judge.
You're taking Judge?
Yeah.
All right. I'm offering you Judge 8 for 320, or I'm offering you a Super Bowl appearance. I don't know what happens, but you're in the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, you got to be in it to win it, right?
So you'll take the Super Bowl.
I'll take the Super Bowl.
He'll take the Super Bowl.
Because I don't think the Yankees are going to win a World Series anytime soon. So.
Really?
But it's clear that Dallas Cowboys is your favorite team, though. Just like the Giants.
Judge or no Judge.
Dave's favorite team. You guys clearly have a favorite.
Cowboys are your favorite team. That's fine.
Yeah.
RJ, what's your favorite team?
The Sabres.
No, come on. It's got. Let's see. If I had to guess, it's either Niners or Yankees.
I take it as a compliment that you have to debate.
Yeah, you're a tough one to read. I'm going to say Yankees, but I think it's close.
It's the Niners.
Wow.
Yeah. Yankees are right there, yeah.
Am I right? Yankees are two? Like it was 1-2 either
very,
way?
A very close two, and then the Sabres who hate me.
The Sabres are three?
Yes.
It's because they cause so much pain.
But they're a distant third.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good amount of distance between them and the Yankees, right? It moves, but they're solidly three. But the distance, it comes and it goes, but they hate me right now.
All right, so let's think of Rick. See, people would guess Islanders. I don't think it's the Islanders.
I think I know this one.
You know it?
No, I'm guessing. I would guess.
I'm going to say it's Mets or Jets.
I would guess Mets.
But I can hear him saying, I love baseball. I'm going to say Mets are his favorite team.
That's right. Mets.
Mets?
Yep.
And then followed by the Jets.
That's right.
And then the Islanders.
Then the Islanders.
How about that?
See, his hockey team also caused him pain.
I love the. Listen, I love all
literal,
my. I love
literal
all my
and things. Figurative.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy's he's a walking cash cow.
Ugh.
Only the guy can barely walk some days.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll hobble my way around life. Yeah,
why does it always have to come back to that?
It's only in July, though.
Well, he gets that big stipend.
The other 364.
I mean, for you to do online banking on July 1 okay, must be Dave. Unbelievable.
It doesn't make it okay.
But it makes it easier to accept.
See, what's troubling, though, is that money's in the hands of the right person on the show. Because if Dave had access to that kind of money, that would actually be the day. Dave, all right, fine. You know what? This is the day. I'm done. And he would never come back.
That is happening. I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
And then you'd be back the day.
Ladies, then you'd be underground casino parlors.
Then the day after that, you'd be back here.
I'd be like, Ryan, I need to come back.
It's gone.
It's all gone.
That's actually,
I spent
that's
every
actually,
penny of it.
That is actually impressive. Honestly,
Dave would be one of those guys on those lists as you're scrolling through social media. See these 10 athletes you can't believe are broke? Dave.
Yeah, he'd be the MC Hammer of sports radio.
That's why I don't handle money. I'm not Don where I'm not allowed to actually take money out of the bank, but I don't. Sherry does all the bills, everything. I'm responsible for nothing.
Makes
sense. But I don't even think if you wanted to, Sherry wouldn't let you, though.
Oh, absolutely
not. Like,
even
if you asked.
I'm not capable. She's competent. She was in finance. She's brilliant. Like, why would I want to? Why would I want to do that?
Well, because she's the alpha, though. Like, that's her personality. She's got an A-type personality. She is the alpha of the house.
I'm much more relaxed.
You're a chauffeur.
I would love to see the list of things that you blew your money on, though. Like, if you were an athlete, you'd be like, oh, Dave lost 60% of it gambling, bought two Ferraris and a giraffe.
No, and then, no, 50% would be in a champagne room somewhere.
One night.
One night.
I heard those can be great fun.
You've heard?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, right.
That the champagne room can be a tremendous amount of entertainment.
I bet you've heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't afford that. I'm like you. We just have money flowing like the champagne in those rooms.
Why does it always have to come back to that?
Well, because I think we're jealous of you.
No.
Oh, there's a little hint of jealousy. There's
don't be jealous.
They were very jealous. You have so much money. You don't know what to
do
with all your money.
Do you understand the amount of...
You have so much money. We go out to dinner and you're like, hey, excuse me, next table, let me buy your dinner for you.
Maybe he's just being nice.
Nah,
I was being nice is what I was doing. I was cleaning up your mess. But on top of that, if you... Like, the amount of regret I live with every single day of my life. I don't know how many times I have to tell you I'd give it all back to win.
You know, honestly, it's
all
ridiculous.
It.
Okay?
Every
penny. You have a fortune of money. Beautiful.
Every penny.
You have a dream woman. Yes or no?
Yes.
You have three kids that you absolutely adore. Yes
right.
or no?
Correct.
You guys have good health for the most part. Right within reason, you have really good health as a family. You have so many blessings, you don't even know how good you have it.
Yeah, all that stuff is true, and all that stuff is great. I'm just telling you.
You know who Dave is?
I sometimes pretend like I never played hockey. Because it makes me feel better.
Dave is Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, he is. He'd be gone and be happy with it.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I'm
don't,
good.
Oh.
What? No, that's not true at all.
Yeah. Oh, my leg.
I'll see you guys next year.
He'd be hated, but he'd be in the shadows.
You know, RJ, when he said earlier today that it was me and you against the two of them, did you not take note of that and say me and you means you have to defend me and be good to me?
Yeah, but he's pouring out his heart right now, and you're like, how could you possibly carry it?
No, I'm trying to be positive. You know, instead of listening to all this negative crap constantly, how about a little positivity? How about look on the bright side, on the good things you have?
Piles of money.
He has piles of money. He's got a wife that he would do anything for, that he couldn't be happier in marriage. He's got three kids who are perfect, who he adores. What's better than that? You've won the game of life.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I was hoping to win the game of hockey, too, but that didn't
But
that
nobody
didn't
has
out.
It perfect.
I think, right.
Look at Michael Jordan, failed marriages. You want to be that?
Oh, no.
No, of course not. But I mean, all right. Michael Jordan's pretty cool, though, isn't it?
He's very cool.
LeBron's marriage seems pretty strong, though.
It does seem pretty strong. LeBron's got a pretty good situation.
Until Kanye decides to act up.
And he says he doesn't know Chris Paul.
Poor Chris Paul.
You're burying the lead here.
There's no lead. I'm telling you. I'm
the
pouring
lead
my heart
is
I'm trying
to
explain to
appreciate
you.
What you have while you
Talk
have
about
it.
A stipend that doesn't exist.
Or is it poor Chris Paul?
Good question.
we don't know.
We have no idea. Some caller did call you. They did combine you and Raymond as Ray J.
Look at that. Connection of all the dots. And there we
that
have
would
it.
Be an interesting,
and we've come full circle. All right, now we got a break because you've walked us right up to it. 1-800-919-3776. I was asked a very interesting question yesterday. Excuse me?
What?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You didn't go to Ben's bar mitzvah. Alex's is September 9th of 2023. I think I told you that, but save that date, please.
September 9th, okay.
September 9th. And how about this, the genius that is us. Sunday, September 10th, the opening day of football.
Oh, perfect.
So we situated it right there perfectly. RJ said we should announce the guest list of the station on the air.
I like it.
Like a Selection Sunday kind of a situation.
Yep, I agree. Perfect.
You like it?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, listen, I can't imagine that Rosenberg should be invited after what happened last time.
Ray didn't go last time.
He's probably busy, right?
I don't know.
It was March. What do you think was happening?
It was March 1. That's right. So you were probably busy with work.
It was like the last event before everything went to
It was the next week. Yeah, everything went to hell. Yeah. So Ray didn't go. You didn't go. RJ was there. RJ, you had a great time, didn't you?
I had a great time. There was an arcade. There were cameos from, not in person, but on the screen, personalized cameos from Saquon Barkley, Pete Alonso. Dave was swinging his celebrity.
You know what the amazing thing is? I didn't even have to use Cameo. I used connections.
Right.
I reached out to friends in the industry.
You
and
were
I got
swinging
those.
It.
Well, if not then when?
That's a good point.
So, I guess the question is who's going to make the cut and who's not going to make the cut.
I have a pretty good idea, but I'm excited. I mean, when are we going to do this?
When do you want to do it? Now, by the way, this date has been defined by us for a while. I know that Peter plans to get married in the fall of 2023 also.
Oh, how great would it be if it's the same night?
Oh, no. Oh, would that be fun? Oh,
but who's for? All right, well, yeah, it would be like Sophie's Choice. You guys, you would have to go to Alex's bar mitzvah. You'd have to.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't get a Rosenberg invite, so I'll be there.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely choosing Alex.
And RJ?
That would be tough. You'd put me right in the pickle.
You know, what the hell, man?
You put me right in the pickle. I work with the guy.
How would I put you in the pickle? We have that date. That's our date.
When did you get your wedding gift again?
That's a fair point. But here's where I'm caught up, though. I worked directly with Peter for 5 years.
Well, the key word in that phrase is worked.
Right. But
who was the first host at the station you worked with?
That's you.
Who are you with now?
But this is you. But this is an event for your child. Were it your wedding, I'd be there. I'm not saying I won't.
What an awful take.
Yeah, but this is the only time that Alex will be bar mitzvah. There'll probably be another wedding.
There'll be other weddings for Peter.
Oh yes. Stop. I mean, come on. Let's call it what this is.
This is two of, I don't know.
I don't think
You'll
we
have
should.
Another opportunity.
I don't
I'm
think
sure.
we should call it what it is.
I think that's pretty messed up, actually. Yes.
Says the guy that can't even get a woman to sleep over.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Again, you're making assumptions.
He just lashes out is what
I
happens.
Slept pretty good yesterday.
And by yourself.
You don't know that, though.
We have no idea. Maybe he just doesn't like cuddling. Maybe that's just it's...
Are you a bad cuddler?
I have not been told that, no.
Uh-huh.
See, we've been cut off. We don't know what's happening. There could be a lot happening.
All right, listen. I want bar mitzvah confirmation. You're all in? RJ, you in?
I will be there.
So if you get... If Peter ridiculously makes his wedding the same night as Alex's bar mitzvah, you will respond, can't be there, sorry.
I'd have to. You're giving me the date right now, right this second. So I will be there.
Okay, good. That's good.
How could we say no to that? I mean, it's an opportunity for you to just show off all your wealth as pyrotechnics. I mean,
oh, my word. You weren't at the first one, so stop.
I'd seen pictures of the first one. There was pyrotechnics.
It was
donut wall.
It was wonderful.
There were confirmed pyrotechnics.
And yeah, RJ got to shoot basketball and play air hockey and pinball and all of it.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot. Rick, your kids are going to love it.
You must have spent so much money on that party.
Well, it was on a Sunday.
So a little bit cheaper?
A little bit cheaper, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
Now we're doing this next one on a Friday?
A Friday? You can't do Saturday. A bar mitzvah on a Friday?
Saturday.
It's a Sabbath, you animal. All right, so here's the question I was asked yesterday. And I immediately was like, well, it's obvious. I was like, wait, maybe not. Would you rather be, over the last 15 years, the Giants or the Yankees?
You have to say, don't you have to say the Giants?
I don't know. I mean, the Giants have been irrelevant for years. Laughing stock of the sport for years. Haven't won a playoff game in a decade, but gave you two of the most magical moments in the history of football. Right, amazing runs, beat the undefeated Patriots, had a run which is, you know, I think might be the greatest run in the history of the game.
Okay, so you just answered your own question.
No, I don't know that I have. I mean, but there's something about being relevant all the time.
Well, unless being relevant is, I mean, is that's as good as it gets, though. Like, they haven't been back to the World Series yet.
They haven't been back to the World Series in 13 years now, correct.
Okay, so, I mean, that's how you just, the Giants just didn't win a couple championships. Like, those are iconic Super Bowls.
Yeah,
you beat
Patriots.
The undefeated Patriots.
Correct. You had the run winning in Green Bay, and Coughlin's face almost froze off. And Eli, we know the run.
Getting a beating in San Francisco. I mean, one of the most iconic catches in the history of the sport.
Right. You have Tyree. You have Manningham. You have Eli. Oh. You have the MVPs. You have all of them. I get it. But so, RJ, you're Yankees Niners, right? So at least you have some skin in the game here. What do you think?
But I'm answering Giants, right? Giants or...
Right.
Oh, no, just make it the Niners. Make it the.
Well, the Niners have a bunch of Super Bowls.
Niners though. The Niners had that run.
In this instance, all things equal, I would pick the Giants.
You'd pick the Giants, Raymond. You agree, Giants?
I mean, the success is in the championships, right? So yeah.
So isn't that amazing though? That the Yankees are there every single year. Went to the ALCS. You know, have been in amazing situations for a long time. And the Giants have been irrelevant, and everyone on the show would still take the Giants over the Yankees.
Well, yeah, but it's...
I think it's remarkable. I think it just goes to show you that a championship can really quell everything.
Well, I don't think it quells everything. I mean, it doesn't quell everything. I mean, those weren't just championships, though.
The second one was just a championship.
But the one where you beat the Patriots, the undefeated Patriots team, man, that's
right. That's a forever.
That's Super Bowl. Like, yes. In the history of the sport. Yeah, like it's such a tough question. It's a great question, just because there is something to be said. Like, I have so much respect for a team that's able to be as competitive as the Yankees are every single year. That's not like you take it for granted. Like, that's how it should be. That's not how it is. In sports, like a team is not good every, like there are times when just, I mean, for whatever reason, or if it's like, you know, we lose a couple players here, we're trying to, I mean, the Yankees on the fly rebooted the thing and we're still good.
Yes, they had, I think, and I saw the stat the other day, I don't remember, like of the, I don't know, since Brian Cashman has been GM of the team, of like the whatever number of games they've been involved with, like 37 they've been eliminated from the playoffs.
It's incredible. But that doesn't excuse what's going on right now with Aaron Judge, though.
Well, no, I'm not making excuses for it.
Because they've handled this is a joke.
It's awful. But I'm saying the Yankees are the most consistent model in sports, where every single year they're there. Now, whether they're going to win or not is a different conversation, but every single year they're there. The Giants haven't sniffed a postseason in years, haven't won a postseason game in a decade. And everyone on the show, without even a lot of hesitation, would take the Giants over the last 15 years over the Yankees.
Well, I think salary cap, too, you got to take into account, right? I know it's saying it's easy in baseball, but it's easier than a salary cap sport.
It's much easier in baseball than it is in football.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say, don't even use the word easy, because it's not easy. Nothing about this is easy, and this is why Brian Cashman still has his job. Because of the consistent success.
But it's not easy, but it's easier.
I think it's easier. Yeah, well, that's why I said it. I just said it. I wouldn't say it's way easier.
It's not difficult. As hard? I mean, what do you want to say? Is it just the words?
It's hard, but it's easier in a sport where there's no salary cap.
All right. I think that's the only choice is to go with the Giants. I mean, look at the Red Sox. Red Sox have won, what, 3 World Series in the last 12 years, 13 years?
I had the whole sheet with the whole breakdown of all the good teams.
What a surprise. You lost it?
No, it's
now
right
you
here.
Can't find it?
No, it's right here. I got it right here. I don't know how updated. It's not. I don't think it's updated to the season, but.
Well, what do you have for the Red Sox?
So what it would be, I think since I did this, it was probably now the last 6 seasons it would probably be. But when I did this originally, it was the last 5 seasons, so it was probably before this season.
Well, you can just add the Astros to this.
Oh, well, the Astros. I mean, the Astros have been to 4 of the last 6 World Series.
I get that.
Yeah, I had the Yankees. I had the Dodgers. I had Houston. I had the Braves. I had the Red Sox. And then I even did the Rays for the last 5 seasons, too. They were in the World Series in 2020. They had won 2 division titles.
Well, how do you have the Yankees on this list? The Yankees haven't been to the
World
Series.
The Yankees because I think the whole topic of the conversation was the Yankees. So I put the Yankees. I included the Yankees and all the teams around Major League Baseball that are looked at as really good organizations.
Right, so the Red Sox won. They won in what, 07? They won in 18. And they won in 13?
Yeah.
So they've won 3 in 15 years. The Yankees have won 1 in that same amount of time. What would you rather be, the Red Sox or the Yankees?
Well, the Red Sox, because you win in championships. But
the
also,
Red Sox
I mean,
have seasons where they're irrelevant. Yeah, like last year, the Red Sox were the laughingstock. They were terrible.
Where they crater, and the Yankees haven't done that.
Right. So do you want consistently or do you just want the championship?
I'd like both, but
well, yeah, but you can't. But I'm not offering you both because that's obvious. Of course, what you're going to choose.
Yeah, I would like. Listen, I would like the consistency with a championship sprinkled in.
But you're not really getting that right now.
Well, some of the teams. I mean, it happens with some of these teams.
But not with the Yankees.
No, not with the Yankees. It's done with Houston. I mean, the Dodgers.
Yeah, but Houston's not sprinkling. Houston is phenomenal. That's the model franchise in baseball right now.
Yes, that's right.
Let's go to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Rex in Brooklyn. Hi, Rex. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy you're on today.
What's going on, buddy?
I want to comment on what you guys are saying about the Yankees and Giants. I'm a fan of both teams, but I don't think it's even close. I mean, I think the Giants in a heartbeat. You know, and the reason why.
Yeah, here's the thing though. But you forget about how bad the team. Like, I don't want to say you forget because we all live through it. But how awful it is to have your football team irrelevant
for years
for five. I mean, it was 5 straight years where it was them and the Jets, the two worst teams.
Rex, they haven't had a winning record up until this season in 5 years.
It's understood. But my rationale is this: like, you'd have great teams before. Like, you remember like the Indians, who Indians of the late '90s, a really good baseball team, or the Mariners, who set like the baseball record of wins. Nobody even remembers those teams as great as they were because they weren't championship teams. Like, championship teams just move you differently, and those are the teams you remember.
Well, that's what we've become, right, Rex? And thanks for the phone call. We have become either you win a championship or you don't, right? Like, there's no, like, oh, it was a great season. It didn't end in a title. I don't feel like we used to be as championship-dependent as we are now.
But that's always been the message coming from the Yankees, though. That's what they were about. That's what made them the Yankees.
So then if that's defined of what they are and what they intend to be and what they've always been, and that's their mission statement, then they've even though they've been successful in certain teams, you know, looks over the last 15 years, in their eyes, they have not had a great stretch.
Well, see, but I don't know if that's their. I don't know if that's Hal's eyes. That was George's thing. I don't think that Hal runs this team like George did. I don't think his ultimate goal is.
It certainly was Jeter's thing.
Of course it was, but I don't think it's Hal's thing. I think Hal looks at this as a business. And what's good for business is obviously, yeah, you'd like to win a World Series, but if we're in the playoffs every single year, that's great for business.
I don't like that.
No, of course you don't like that. But again, I mean, there's something to be said about always giving yourself a chance. And I think Brian Cashman has told you as much. It's a crapshoot. Well, I mean, the best way, I mean, if you're talking about a crapshoot, well, just if we put ourselves in enough and consistently enough, then one of those times, it'll be our year. And that's what they've done. It hasn't been their year yet.
But it hasn't been the case.
And not signing Judge is not going to help that.
No, it would push you in the other direction. Don LaGreca, of course, from the Michael Kay Show. Would signing Judge, what does this say here? I can't even read
who
this.
Who knows? Who cares?
Oh, tie up. There's B up, which didn't make sense. Would signing Judge tie up payroll for the Yankees?
If the Yankees exceed San Francisco, San Francisco is going to go just that little bit higher. So nobody's going to blow anybody out of the water at this point. Right now, we're in such rarefied air, Michael. Whoever wins the second place finisher is going to be close. But at what point do you look at the contract and say, this is ridiculous? What is left for you to do if you make this deal? When you start going more years and more average annual value, are you going to have the ability to go out and make the team better? Because remember, they didn't win the World Series last year. They haven't won the World Series with Aaron Judge. There's things they have to do here. This roster needs some work. They've got to have some money to work with it. Can you get to a point where signing Judge now prohibits you from improving this team?
Hot take from Donnie.
That's not really a hot take.
I think it's a hot take.
What do you mean? It's the reality of the situation. I mean, that's part of it. I mean,
you don't think if the Yankees sign Judge, they can fill around with other good pieces?
No, but that has to be what he's saying is that has to be baked into your decision. Like the Yankees and I mean the Giants have. I mean, look at where their payroll is at. Who they have committed money to? Like the Giants, it'll be easier for the Giants than the Yankees.
Well, they're committed to almost nobody after next season.
Exactly right. So they're in a better spot. So they could be. I mean, they're probably the team that's going to be willing to go just that little bit extra. But again, I stand by this. My biggest problem with this entire thing was the Yankees are smart enough to recognize that if they let this get to free agency, even if he had a good year, they would be overpaying. They would have to stretch themselves probably to a point that they weren't comfortable with because
they never thought this would happen, though.
But San Francisco was always going to be that team. So why now are you willing to do whatever it takes to keep him when before the season starts, when it was actually reasonable numbers we were talking about? This is not reasonable. Like this is, like Donnie just mentioned, like this is crazy numbers now. This is funny money. So why not during the initial negotiation when it was just you and Aaron Judge and his representatives, when the number was reasonable, weren't you willing to do whatever
they messed up?
Well, what more can you say now?
They screwed up.
This is a colossal failure is what this is if this doesn't happen.
I don't think it's going to. Do you? You think he's going to stay here?
It feels like the longer this goes on, after what happened last night, the longer this goes on, makes me think that there's more of a chance that he comes back. But I don't know. Like, if push comes to shove and he doesn't have this really strong emotional attachment to being the captain of the Yankees and being a Yankee for life, and it is just about money, and on top of that, I have a chance to fulfill my childhood dream that I wrote about in my yearbook.
And my wife is from the area, as am I.
And they're willing to do whatever it takes and are showing me the respect.
Which apparently is big for him.
It's huge for him. I mean, again, this is part of it. Yes, the money is great, but it's also how you get paid is how the team, like that's it's where I stack up. And he said it. His representative said it. I'm one of the best players in baseball. I want to be compensated like that. This is how much the best player in baseball makes. Best position player makes this much money. In AAV, it's 35 and a half. I want to be somewhere near that. And they offer him 30 and a half. A guy that's done everything right. And that's a reason. Now when you look at the number, and that was for 7 years. Now we're talking two extra years. We're talking 9 years. And almost in 9 years and maybe $9.5 million more a year. Because you were too stupid to figure this out at the beginning.
That's right. But you can still salvage it, or you thought you could. Like, you can always go up.
Yeah, but how
money.
Does it? But Dave, how does it now affect you? Like, if I signed, even if I wanted to go, even if Aaron Judge at the beginning of this, and let's not even count the arbitration year, was like, listen, 7 years is good. I'd like to get to 8 years. We're not even talking about 9 and 10 yet, just because it's not. So let's just say I want one extra year and get me closer to the amount of money that I'm looking for, which is the 35 and a half. If you went 8 years and $35 million and just got this thing done, that's $280 million.
And now you're going to be $100 million more than that.
And how does that affect you mentioned it, Donnie just mentioned it, that my ability now, because I'm handcuffed to this money, to build around you, to put pieces around you. Because I'm paying you all this money.
Yeah, it certainly might. It certainly might. We don't know, and we don't know what's going to happen. Jose in Manhattan. Hi, Jose. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bud?
So I'm a huge Yankee fan, a huge fan of you guys, of course. So I think he's out. I think he's – who do we compare Judge to all the time from past Yankees, recent history, at least?
Jeter.
Exactly. Did Jeter ever negotiate with any other teams when he was a free agent? He said it himself. He didn't look to speak to any other teams. The longer this drags out, I think the opposite of you, Rick. The longer this drags out, I think he's out.
Well, unless – here's the thing, though. But unless everyone thinks he's using the Yankees against the against the Giants. Maybe he's using the Giants for the Yankees. Maybe the whole time is I always wanted to be a Yankee, but I want to suck as much money as possible out of the Yankees.
But if he's going to stay with the Yankees, I mean, winning has to be something that matters to him, I would think.
Okay, so let's just say this.
If you're going to suck that much money out of the Yankees, and we just talked about it, you said it, Don said it, I said it, and then they're not going to have any money for other guys, is that really what you want? Knowing that if you're bad in the big moments, they'll turn on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, but I also didn't want – I didn't want the initial deal to be leaked. I didn't want to really – I mean, I would have liked to – I mean, as great as free agency is, if I really wanted to be a Yankee, if you just show me the respect early on, this thing is done and we're not even talking about this. And I'm not a distraction. You think this is what he really wants? Like, this isn't his personality.
It does feel very foreign for something he would want to do. I bet he's not overly comfortable with what's going on right now. I just wish we would get some finality on it, by the way.
Like if the deal, like if the offer from the Yankees was 300 or 310 or whatever it was, and now the Giants are all the way up at 360, and he always wanted to be a Yankee and the captain of the Yankees the whole time, and he ends up settling for, you know, Yankees get up to 340 or 350, mission accomplished. For
settling.
Him.
What a settle that would be, huh?
Oh, but it'd be mission accomplished. Like I'm trying to now you put me in a spot where I'm going to suck as much money out of you as I can.
Let's go to Jay in Franklin Parks. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So you asked the question about would you rather be the Yankees or the Giants. I'm a Mets fan and a Jets fan, which is obviously a completely different perspective. I have won Mets championship in my whole life and a lot of really crappy years. I answered that question the opposite of all you guys, like immediately. I would much rather have a single championship and relevancy every year than two championships and then just be like the worst, basically, every other year. I mean, I know you would think as a Mets fan and a Jets fan, I want the championships. I do. I want a championship, but I want a team I can root for every year. And that's where the Yankee fan mentality of, like, if they don't get it all, they're, like, having a horrible year. I mean, most fans of teams, of any teams around the world, would take being in the playoffs and being a championship, potentially championship caliber team every year. And, I mean, for me, that's the easy answer. So.
Right. That's an easy answer for you.
I see what he's saying, though. It's the beauty of the NFL, though. It's why the NFL is king. It really is. Because, like, for a lot of people that are, are baseball fans and football fans, like, you're a baseball fan, but you're mostly Yankees or a Mets fan. So if your team stinks, it's like, how much attention are you really paying to baseball, as opposed to if your football team stinks with fantasy and everything else, like, you're still locked into football.
You can't get enough. And you're right about that. If baseball – now, I still watch baseball, but if the Mets are bad, my interest wanes. If the Rangers are bad, I'm not even all that interested in hockey, to be honest with you. If the Giants are bad, don't even text me on a Sunday. I don't want any part of you.
Oh, you're still locked in.
Still dialed in as ever. Raymond, I mean, you have two full, beautiful, bouncy minutes. Make them good.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Decisions, decisions. Dave has dropped the date for the Alex Bar Mitzvah, and there are a lot of questions that remain to be answered. First of all, what type of extracurriculars can we expect? Who will make
what does that mean, extracurriculars?
Wow.
What are you looking for?
Doing this at a brothel?
Events?
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I didn't go last time. Yeah, well, I kept hearing about how great it was.
What kind of coming-of-age ceremony is this going to be?
Listen, what type of food will be there? will RJ make an appearance? I mean, what if the Rosenberg wedding is the same day? Who knows?
We're cursing left and right like sailors.
I have no idea.
Number two.
Buster Olney. We love this guy because Dave can text him in the middle of the show.
Oh, I hit caps lock by accident.
Give us the play-by-play.
It was a DM, but yes.
I mean, whatever. He was getting back to you, and he was giving all the details that only Buster Olney could, and
It just gives me an excuse to play this drop, which I love so much.
Numerous busters doing different things.
It's easily one of my favorites.
Number one.
And honestly, the reason Dave was texting Buster is because we're trying to get as much information on Aaron Judge as we can. No one knows what's going on. John Heyman doesn't know what's going on.
Brian clearly.
Brian Cashman doesn't even know if Judge is in San Diego.
No hidden ball trick here. If he is coming, you know, no one's made me aware of it other than the media reports.
Who knows? In a few hours, we could be right back on this program saying,
I am completely miserable, San Diego.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know if I'm the only one that feels this way, but Raymond, I mean, that three stars was some of your best work.
You think so?
Oh, he had Sound Incorporated. I mean, I saw we just did that. I mean, the meetings are in San Diego.
Yeah, but you know what? Obviously, 2 minutes is too much for him. Because I gave him the
can't be worse.
I gave him the full 2 minutes, and he came up 40 seconds short.
You gave me like 40 seconds yesterday. Like, can you find a nice balance?
Well, I thought you wanted the 2 minutes. That's what we agreed upon originally. Forget it. You're out of time now because you ate it all up. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH or Rutherford and
everybody
on 98.7.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.